Hi, everybody. Welcome back here to yet another bite-sized political podcast channel. And hope you enjoy it. I want to talk to you about your plans to go to a vaccine party. What? David, what are you talking about, vaccine party? What's this insanity? Well, you see, a lot of us think that those who have bought into the whole COVID vaccine narrative have actually joined a cult. They are essentially at this point, over a year into the vaccine, certainly. They're cult members. Oh, they can't wait to get their latest jab. Oh, they love the vaccines. Oh, they're very scared at the same time. So you think to yourself, right, well, most people do seem to be, let's say, psychologically reprogrammed, psychologically reconditioned. What other things might they do? Well, I'm going to play you a short clip and listen to yourself for yourself. What do you hear? This is about, yes, vaccine parties.
Vaccination party. Actually, it's the fourth vaccination party.
Yes, doctors in Israel celebrate the arrival of the fourth vaccine.
They get their vaccine. And all these cheerleaders and all the volunteers, music, thank you board, the cheerleaders, it's a party here.
So you got your vaccine, your friends got their vaccines, and you're ready to celebrate. But after 13 months, you want that first gathering to be special. So we are bringing in an expert to help us plan the best vaccination party ever.
Today we're talking about vaccination parties. Jello shots, so easy. And this is a syringe and a blessed arm. And I made a little sandwich out of it.
Oh, cute.
And then to keep it all together, I put little picks in it. And of course, I put the pick, you know, I stabbed it right through, you know, the meat of the arm where all of your guests should have gotten their vaccination. Drink tumblers. Come in every Pfizer, there's Moderna, there's Johnson & Johnson.
You can forget those Tupperware parties. Have a vaccine party instead. You can now schedule free mobile COVID-19 vaccine clinics for groups of five or more. Text the word vaccine to 713-526-1111.
Getting the vaccine a little bit more like a party. And while you're getting your vaccine, you can listen to a DJ. You can eat some grub from the grill. Free face painting. Some soaps and detergent, a swag bag. It all goes until 7 o'clock tonight, a vaccine party.
Youth night, it's a push to get teens 16 and up who just recently became eligible for the COVID vaccine to get their shot.
Vaccine comes with a party.
Vaccination clinic into a disco party.
There's a new me coming out and I just have to live and I wanna get
COVID milestone. Fireworks lighting up the night sky in cities across the state.
There you go, friends. Are you going to be going to the vaccine party? I just can't wait. I just wanted to know one thing. Will they be having vaccine funerals as well? Hey, get yourself down to your vaccine funeral. Yeah, you can celebrate and party the life of the person lost to the killer jabs. Sounds a plan to me, doesn't it? Look, I'm not sure if that was all entirely a parody or if whether it was all entirely real, because at this point, it's almost impossible to tell the difference. I think some of that was genuine. I think Israel in particular, which should be renamed, not Israel, but Fizrael, PZ, starting with a PZ as in Pfizer. Israel is gone bonkers. I mean, that's the only word I can use for it. The scenes that I could see there in that short clip in Israel celebrating the fourth jab, celebrating four lots of failure, remarkable, and definitely having dancing around. So I think that this is what it's like to be in a cult. Of course, so this is all part of the continued conditioning to stay within the branch COVIDians. That's what is needed. They do these strange things. I mean, imagine, never, I think, in the history of the world have people held parties to celebrate taking an experimental gene therapy where there are no medium to long-term trial results. We don't know. But let's party anyway. Let's party. Let's get the young people out. Let's appeal to them, yeah? If you're, what, 16 or whatever, and you're now qualified to get the job, come on down and we'll get some music going. Yeah, we're going to make it real trendy. I'm sure that's cringe embarrassing to young people, actually. But nonetheless, the people pushing the jobs will push it at any door to try and get people through it and get the needle sunk into their arms. Because remember, once the mRNA is in your body, it's not coming back out again. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And in a separate, actually, in a side story, but I saw this also on social media. I'll see if I can just find it here. I mean, this is also quite shocking. I read that this is quote unquote, death during sex isn't just something that happens to middle-aged men, new study finds. Now, you might do a double take on that, but why are they suggesting that young people might die during sex? Why might that be? The young people that have taken the jabs once, twice, maybe three times, and we know they're clot shots. We know what they do to the heart, especially when the heart goes into sort of overdrive, which can happen during sex, yes. They're normalizing the death of young people and saying, yeah, nothing to worry about. What? So, I mean, that's the situation that we face at the moment. They're normalizing the death of young people. They're celebrating this vaccine being driven down right into the community. And it's really, really, really strange. But then, as I say, it's a cult, and the people behind it are real cults.